shine on your shoes. There's a melody in your head. Shiny shoes, huh? Shiny shoes, shiny shoes. Say, gents, notice anything different about me today?
Okay, I'll go out on a limb. New shoes?
Yes, sir. You know me, and for a limited time only, thanks to the U.S. Postal Service, you too can be sane to your feet. Thanks for your support.
Are we to deduce from this, Cliff, that you are now selling mail-order shoes?
I am not selling shoes here, Doctor. I'm selling dreams. Dreams of a little cobbler in Missouri who pours his heart into every soul.
Well, actually, Cliff, with a pair of dark socks, those could look halfway decent.
How much are they, Cliff?
$19.99.
Well, what the heck? For 20 bucks, I'll give it a shot.
Hey,
yeah, yeah, all right, order me a size 11.
Nami, these are not your assembly line clodhoppers. These are precisely machine measured.
How do I do it, then?
Just trace your tootsies on a cocktail napkin over here, fellas.
The great TV character Cliff Clavin, as played by John Ratzenberger on Cheers, who joins me now here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, John.
Oh, good morning. That was one of my favorite episodes, too.
Is that what made it one of your favorites?
Well, I directed that show.
Oh.
And but also the fact that when all these shoes are delivered, they all squeak.
Yeah.
And I still get a kick out of that show.
When you were doing Cheers and people would bring you the script every week, would you look through there and say, oh, come on, let's give Cliffy a lot to do this week?
No, you know what? They were very good about that. That was one of the beauties of the show, is that you could build a show around every single character. Every character was as strong as the one next to it. And you don't see that anymore. I mean, when you see a sitcom, it's not every sitcom. You can take any one of the characters and say, okay, we're going to do a show about this character. It very rarely happens. So that was one of the beauties of, well, working with those writers.
Plus, over the course of 11 years, you know they're going to get around to you eventually.
Yeah, I know. It was like every fifth or sixth show. I mean, they'd actually be really good about that.
Great stuff.
But whoever show it was, regardless, every time you opened the script, it was like Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it was just so funny. You didn't see the jokes coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think was one of the truly amazing things about that show, is that you just didn't see the jokes coming.
Speaking of Christmas, you've got your own Christmas movie that's going to debut this Saturday night on the Hallmark Channel. It's called Our First Christmas. What's this?
Well, it's two blended families coming together. A man and a woman get married, and they bring their own children under one roof. And then the arguments start closer to Christmas of which family tradition are we going to follow?
Mm-hmm.
Because they've all been following theirs with loved ones, and why should they give that up just for this other family? And I play the grandfather, who is a retired minister, and the grandmother of the other family is Dixie Carter, and we start a love interest.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So even the seniors can get something out of this. You know, luckily, my family's blessed with high testosterone, so there's a lot of that going on out there.
So when you call it Our First Christmas, there's a first of a different kind here.
There you go.
Except it's on the Hallmark Channel, so there's not that much of that.
Exactly. Actually, it's a really nice. It's a Christmassy story where you can sit around with your family and watch it, not worry about sexual innuendo. Being too much for your 7-year-old.
Yeah.
It's much like the Pixar movies. That's why I like working with Pixar so much.
Speaking of the Pixar movies, you've been in every one of the movies that they've done and done voice work in them. And, of course, that all started with Ham the Piggy Bank. I hear, John, that there's going to be a third Toy Story movie. Is that true?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've got a recording session scheduled this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
And what's the Woody and Buzz adventure in this one?
Well, what's the adventure?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not at liberty to say, but it's the toys are still there. They're all intact,
mm-hmm.
and they've done it again. I think I love what they do. I mean, they're so they're just hard workers. They have that old work ethic, and they'll work on a script for 2 years, and when they get it just right, they'll tear it apart and rebuild it.
How much harder or easier is it to be an actor doing a voice role like that than appearing on camera?
Well, I think it's just part of your box of tricks that you have as an actor. When you start out with that premise, I mean, as an actor, to make a living as an actor, I'm one of the most lucky human beings on the face of the earth. So whatever I'm called to do, whether it's a radio show or a TV movie or an animated feature, I just, you know, thank God every day that I'm able to do this. So I never really look at it as harder or easier.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at it as another angle to come at it from.
But there is a different challenge in having to do everything with your voice. I say this as a 30-year radio professional myself. I kind of understand that part of it, where when people can't see you gesturing and all the rest, you've got to do it all with your vocal cords.
Well, yes and no, because it's you have it more difficult because I have an animated character that is also gesturing, and so that they've done that for me.
Right.
But again, with Pixar, you just listen to what the director says, because they know every nuance and any the roller coaster of emotions that they want you to ride. And so you just listen to what they tell you, and it usually comes out pretty good.
I see my career mistake here in not having an animated character every day while I was doing the show.
Well, you could get somebody locally come in and draw something on a board for you. Or have one of the team mascots come in and dance around.
Yeah, we'll just turn the webcam on, and that would do it.
There you go.
Yeah. I had an email from a listener named Elaine who told me the favorite thing of hers that you ever did was the Jeopardy episode of Cheers.
Oh, that was a good one, too, yeah.
And she wondered whether
20,000 big ones. Yeah, 20,000 big ones.
She wondered whether you were ever invited to go on Jeopardy as yourself.
Did you? It was something. Was it a family Jeopardy? Was it some kind of a family, or was that Family Feud, maybe? No, I always wanted to. Do they do a celebrity Jeopardy?
I think they have. I think I've seen Regis doing one. But then again, he does everything.
Yeah, the guy, he never sleeps, that guy.
Yeah.
He's all over the place. I sit there and watch the show. I've always been a knowledge addict, I guess. I don't think there's anything such as useless knowledge.
Yep.
All knowledge is useful some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy the show. So, yeah, I'd go on if they asked me.
But they haven't yet? No.
No, they haven't gotten around to it, no. Or if they have, an agent or somebody said that I was busy doing something else.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with the new Hallmark Channel movie, Our First Christmas. It airs this Saturday night on the Hallmark Channel. And who knows, maybe this will become a perennial, you know. What's your favorite perennial Christmas movie? If there's one that's going to come around and you're going to say, oh, let's watch that again this year, what's that one?
Oh, boy. Well, It's a Wonderful Life is a standard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always a real good one.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas Story. It's A Christmas Story, the one written by Gene Shepard.
Oh, yeah.
Directed You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, Kid.
Yeah.
I still have my BB gun.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if another revolution comes around. I don't want to be ready.
Is it a Red Ryder?
No, actually, it's a pellet gun. Because I had a farm for a while, and my son's job was keeping the crows out of the orchard. So he became a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, don't shoot your eye out, John, for goodness sake.
Yeah, exactly. But that would have been, that's a favorite.
That's mine, too. I'm glad we had a few minutes together this morning. Thanks for your time.
Not at all. Thank you.
John Ratzenberger, you know him from Cheers. You know him from the Pixar movies. He's working on Toy Story 3 now. And Our First Christmas airs this Saturday night on the Hallmark Channel. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.